How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And it's our first one recording back in the new year.
Yeah, guys, I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
We did three in a row.
It's not live. This is not live.
Yeah, and the last one that we did where we were saying Happy New Year.
We lied.
We didn't even know what we were doing for New Year at that time.
Liars, pants on fires.
We were liars, pants on fires.
Yeah. But I think the listeners understand that.
I think they know that sometimes studios aren't open.
That's the thing. The studio wasn't open.
It was definitely them, not us.
Yeah, it wasn't us being at Centre Parks, in my case.
Or blind drunk.
Were you last week?
Oh, constantly.
Oh, it's a nice way to start the year.
Last week? No, I was just, you know, fannying about.
It's a nice thing to do in that week, actually.
Yeah.
I was on the Wildwater Rapids, but I did... You know, I did feel relaxed coming back this week.
So what was Centre Parks like? You loved it.
One of the best weeks of my life.
You want to move there?
Kind of, yeah.
If you could live in Centre Parks, would you?
Yeah.
Like Alan Partridge in a hotel?
Yes, but I would say that Centre Parks has got a very Scandi vibe about it. It's very European.
Oh, yeah. I love this. Yes, it's
super.
Good.
I wore a black roll neck.
Oh, I love this thing.
It was one of my Christmas presents from Mum.
Oh, surprise, I told you you gift. Need to wear a black roll neck.
Did you say this? I thought this had been in
black,
my mind
a
somewhere.
A black roll neck with a jacket over the top. Love it. Sexy look on a man.
Well, okay, fine. So that's going to be one of my looks du jour. Oh
my God, it's very exciting. Of today? How many looks du jour do you have?
every jour.
Every jour. Oh,
every jour
so
I have
exciting.
A new look. Yeah, it could be an integral part of my AW17. I mean, it's W, really, 17. I don't
think. WS.
WS.
Actually.
Water sports. Donald Trump. Anyway, did you see that yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Is it true?
I don't know. He's just a fucking nightmare, isn't he?
It's interesting. I mean, press-wise, it never stops being interesting.
Press-wise, did you see Obama's farewell speech?
No, I saw them, like, leaking bits of it last night before I fell asleep.
It was really moving.
Was it moving?
Yeah,
we did it.
Yes, we did it.
Some of the analysis has been less...
Less
positive about his presidency, but...
But I think...
I mean,
no one's ever happy, are they?
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? That's why I think it's a terrible job.
Also, being a Democrat president with a Republican Senate must have just been so hard. So it's like every time you try and put something through, a load of people go no. So it's like, what can you judge
things.
Him on? Do you judge him on what he tried to do?
Yeah, no, it's very difficult, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, I don't...
Like, I try to go to the gym, but sometimes the cat's like, do you want to stay here?
They block it. The Senate blocks it. The cat...
Is the Senate.
Is the Senate.
But you know what
I
mean?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
As always, we've covered
a
politics.
Lot of topics.
Politics early doors. And guys, you're welcome. If anyone wants us to speak on... CNN or BBC, we are
there for you. We are there. But yeah, no, I was sort of sad that a lot of people were being down on him because I felt like, come on.
I feel like he did his best with a really tough job.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Barack, well done.
Yeah, I know he's a big fan of this.
Huge fan
I know
of the
he's
show.
About to have a lot more time on his hands.
Of course.
But no, what were you were going to say something there, and I cut you off.
No, I don't. I imagine it wasn't interesting. I think we were just talking about you going to Centre Parks.
Centre Parks. Sorry. I cut myself
Listener,
off.
Let me tell you, his eyes just lit up like a child on Christmas morning.
So you feel like you live in Scandinavia, like in some sort of Swedish woodland village. Everybody cycles everywhere in cars. The lodges, they're called lodges, they're not called chalets, as I was reminded. The lodges are very stylish. Open fires, very nice big windows, which I'm a big fan of, and three lights above the kitchen raised work surface, which I'm a big fan of.
Did you cook there yourself?
We mainly went to the other house to cook. Or we went to Pancake House. And once we went to Café Rouge.
How was that?
Pancake House is great.
Did you go for a savoury or a sweet pancake?
I went for a savoury, actually.
I love a savoury pancake.
Yeah, I didn't realise how much I liked it. But then I did ask for Tabasco sauce. They said they don't have it, but they said they do have piri piri sauce. We had to make do. It was fine in the end. But it wasn't...
Oh, God.
It wasn't perfect, you know.
Trials and tribulations of Tom Allen.
Yep. It's another chapter in the book.
Thank God you've got something else to write about.
Thank God. That show this year is going to be so great.
Gag-packed.
Gag-packed. And then they ran out of Tabasco. I didn't think they ran out, actually. I didn't think they ever even...
They didn't even run out. They never had it.
They never bought it. Am I right? Standing ovation. Yeah. People love that.
People love it. Wow. Good luck with the show.
Thanks. Thanks, dear. Thanks. And how has your new year been treating you, Suze?
Oh, it's been good. You know, I've had a sore throat for the whole of the new year.
Have you?
Yeah, non-stop.
I didn't get that from any of your text messages.
No, no, you know me, I'm a martyr. I like to carry on.
What do you think caused that? Stress? Smoking? Drinking?
Crack?
Crack cocaine?
No, no, I don't. I'm being very good with the old cigarettes, not having more than one a day. Good. Some days having none.
Good.
Sometimes having 2 days having none. So fine with that. I don't know, I just think I've got just a bit of a sore throat. A bit cold, isn't it?
It's very cold.
It's really snapped.
There's been a cold snap. I mean, I bought a jumper yesterday in Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, go on, Tom.
On the way to Reading, because I thought I don't want to be
cold. Why were you in Reading?
Doing the gig at the university, wasn't I?
How was it?
Lovely.
Oh, good.
Lovely. And it was very nice. I still feel like I'm sort of getting used to being back at work.
How long did you have off?
Well, I had the 23rd off to the 31st. Then I did a gig on New Year's in Bath.
Yep.
And then I had until... Friday last week off, so right. I had until the 6th off. So
about 2 weeks, but with a
gig in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way, I wonder if I should have tried to take all of that off. It would have been a bit more restful.
That's what I did. It was nice.
Do you feel better for it?
Yeah, I do. I feel really good for it. Also, it's really nice to be like, oh, I'm excited about being back on stage.
Yes, that's true.
Because I had long enough away from it that I was like, oh, this is really fun. I like my job.
Yes, yes, it's good to have that.
But did you have that thing when you came back and you were like, do I know any of my material?
Yes.
So stressful.
I did think that and I thought, oh. But it's probably good, and I think it makes you kind of look at stuff in a new light.
Recalibrate.
Recalibrate.
That's what my new year's all about.
Recalibrating. Like they do with scales.
Yeah. And cars. Do they recalibrate cars? I think they do.
Probably.
That feels like when people are like, what's your new year's resolution? I'm like, no, I don't have a new year's resolution. I'm just trying to recalibrate.
Yeah.
I don't really know what I mean, but it sounds like I'm really smart.
Like a reset.
Yeah.
Like
the iPhone when you reset it.
Recalibrating the iPhone, exactly.
You know.
Which I'm charging right now on one of those portable devices.
I know.
I don't know.
Very futuristic here at Audiobeam.
Very futuristic. I want one, though. I want one of those chargers.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Just steal it.
They won't mind.
They definitely don't listen to the show before they put it out. It's fine.
And we've got a bit of coffee on the floor because Susie just threw coffee in my face.
I did. I threw coffee in your
face. She gets angry sometimes.
Oh, furious. He kept talking about the rafts.
Furious. And the raft, the cyclone at Centre Parks, one of the best experiences of my life.
And to that I would say, I think next year you should have more life experiences.
Maybe you're right. Do you know what? That is kind of a New Year's resolution in a way.
To do more things.
To do more things.
Oh.
Okay, never regret it.
Do you know what? That's so true. I was having a chat with our dear agent and friend of the show, Flo. And she said to me, oh, I feel like you should have more holidays.
Oh,
she do think
well, she said that to me.
No, she said I think Tom really needs to get his act together.
Yeah, she did.
No, that
she
drunk must, queen
by
needs
that
to
clearly thought that. No, that's good advice.
But
she's
just like
good.
Do more. Yeah, but I think that's a really good thing. Also, we talk about our lives on stage, and if we don't do anything, it's just going to be really dull for people to listen to. Like I was on a train, I was going to a gig.
Yeah, all that stuff I just did about. Well, I've forgotten it already.
Oh, God, that was really dull about your jumper.
About the jumper.
I zoned out literally about 3 seconds in.
What one about the jumper?
About you going to Reading, buying a jumper because you thought you were going to be cold.
Yeah, that. See, I even forgot it. It was so boring.
That was so dull. Please don't talk about that on stage. Oh,
I didn't
God,
wear
I can't
it in the end,
you're still
so I'm
talking
take
about
it
this. Where did you buy it from?
Marks and Spencer's in Brixton.
Oh, God.
And I bought 2 chicken legs in the food hall.
No, okay, now I'm in. Go.
Right, guys.
So, cooked or raw? Did you eat like an animal?
Raw, of course. No. Cooked. And I found that it's a very awkward thing to eat, a chicken leg.
Yeah, like, I don't know why you would have bought that.
Because I was trying to go low carbs. Because
but then
I had
why didn't you just buy some chicken breast?
Well, because it was better value to buy the chicken leg.
What, but then you had to sit there chewing on a chicken leg on the train to Reading, like a poor
man.
Not even
on the train to Reading, didn't even wait.
Henry VIII.
Did it on the tube, did it on Victoria.
On the tube. I'm so pleased I didn't bump into you. If I had done, I probably wouldn't have spoken to you.
I kept my hat on because I thought...
What, your bright orange hat?
Because I thought, I don't want to look like a human being. I just want to hide.
But your hat is so recognisable.
What is that French thing that... Well, no one knows. But,
Tom always wears an orange hat, guys.
But I did feel like that there's that French tradition of eating a bird Have you ever heard of this? Like a, it's like a small bird. I think President Mitterrand had it at his last presidential meal.
You've asked me.
It's like, it's so, it's like apparently so delicious or something that you have to eat it with a blanket over your head because its indulgence would shame God. That's the tradition. You have to eat it under a cloth.
Okay, so you put a tea towel over your face
to eat some
Marks and Spencer's chicken leg because that you got because it was on good value.
Well, it was £2. And I was trying to not have carbs yesterday.
Because you had a suit fitting today.
Because I had a suit fitting today. And I am aware that I have been putting on some weight.
Oh,
I'm 11 stone four these days. Oh. 11 stone 3 3/4. Mum's got electric scales. They tell you things like that. But I do want to.
Don't like weighing myself.
No, I don't. I don't do it very often. It was just when I was trying to work out my BMI on the BBC website telling me what diet I should take. Turns out I'm actually a healthy weight.
Fine.
The only one it recommended was the 5-2 diet. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, sounds really boring.
But all I keep thinking is the only time I've ever lost weight is when I lived with you. So I need to move in with you.
Okay, so Tom's moving in.
It's a health farm. It's a health farm they're running. Yeah.
I mean, you say that. I had some Haagen-Dazs last night, so.
But that's probably all you had for dinner. That's fine.
It's all I've had a week. I've had 6 pints.
But like with the Atkins, that's sort of fine, isn't it?
With the Atkins, it's only meat, isn't it?
No, that's the paleo. I had
the Ducan.
What's the Ducan?
I think that's protein. Just protein. So you can have like egg whites.
Mmm. Yuck. Meringues. Meringues is my new catchphrase. The thing is, I would do that. I mean, it's just exhausting, isn't it?
It really is.
I was really tired yesterday when I got in.
Got to eat a healthy balance and try and do exercise enough, as often as you can. And if you don't have time for exercise, then just walk for half an hour than jump on the bus.
I'm doing the exercise. I'm trying to swim.
Oh, that's not
more.
Me telling you.
No, yeah. No,
it is me telling
it's
you.
Eat more than you burn. Eat less than you burn.
Eat everything.
Eat whatever you can.
Two roast dinners a day, every day.
That's every day. And then you're fine. It's the roast dinner diet.
I'd love to be on a roast dinner diet.
Oh, I would too. So you were telling me on the walk across here how your Christmas dinner was, and then we sidetracked. So you had a turkey and a rib of beef?
Rib of beef.
A rib of beef is really delicious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Real feast.
Yeah, it was delish.
I love
loads
it.
Of veg, loads of gravy.
Oh, nice.
Delish. And Ruffle knows how to do it.
I bet she does.
Oh my God. You would not believe what my mum said to my nan at the dinner table. So we're all there, we're eating. Nan starts talking about her Christmases as a child. And my mum, apropos of nothing, said, yeah, I suppose most people that you've known in your life, are dead now. I suppose most people that you have known in your life are dead now. But mum just said it. Me and my brother pissed ourselves.
What did your nan say? Did she laugh?
Yeah, Nan was like, yeah, I suppose so.
Well, that's fine.
It is, but it's quite funny, isn't it?
It's quite a Christmas.
God bless us, everyone.
God bless us, everyone. Well, it's good to be honest sometimes. Did everybody get along? Were there any arguments?
No arguments. Everyone got along. It was very nice.
We didn't have any arguments. We were quite good.
Went to a friend's house to play board games on Boxing Day. It was delightful.
Oh, yes, of course. So you didn't go up there Christmas night?
I did, yeah. I drove home Christmas night because the...
How was that? You were worried about the traffic.
The traffic was great. Listen to the beautiful soundtrack, Carol King's musical.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you listened to the beautiful South, and I was going to be like, oh my God.
Don't Basic. Marry her, have him.
Oh, yeah. Have me.
And the Sunday sun goes down on San Francisco Bay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I find them so grating.
They're really jaunty.
But in a sort of like upbeat way.
Isn't that what jaunty is?
Oh, yeah. Yes. No? Jaunty. I always think of jaunty as being like a bit jazzy, a bit like...
Do you know what I love? I love using the phrase jazzy for how someone's dressed.
Yeah, jazzy waistcoats.
Oh, love jazzy waistcoats.
That was a big thing in my childhood, I think.
What, someone wearing a jazzy waistcoat?
I think so. Jazzy waistcoats, a jazzy jumper.
Jazzy tie.
Jazzy tie. Jazzy jumpers would be from somewhere like Principles. And would have like
Principles.
A pattern across the front and then
Wallace.
Play in the back. Wallace, where my mum used to work in the Army and Navy.
Oh my God.
Wallace Bromley.
Wallace Broms.
Yeah, it was a concession. They also had a shop. I think they still got the shop.
Yeah, I think the shop still exists.
Yeah, Wallace does well. When I was trying to go through my mum's wardrobe to tell her some things you can throw away, she had a blouse from Bay Trading.
Oh my God. Mm. Also, I love that that's something that you do with your mum.
Well, you know, my KonMari obsession, but Marie Kondo, the Japanese art of tidying.
Yeah.
Thoroughly recommend. I tried to do it once and she was like, oh, I didn't think of it like that. I didn't know you could throw things away. And then we didn't play that game again because I think Mum knew that I would not be able to stop and there would suddenly be...
Suddenly she'd have a pair of jeans and a white shirt and you'd be going, you can wear it for everything.
You can wear it for everything. This is your new capsule wardrobe. Yeah. It's difficult, isn't it?
It is. Do you feel like you have a uniform?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah,
more
me too.
More. What
I mean,
you say
our uniform's sort of the same.
Today is, yeah.
Jeans, brogues, a uniglow jumper.
You've got jazzy shoes on.
Put jazzy shoes
and
on.
And jazzy winter socks.
Jazzy winter socks.
Ooh. I've got my...
A uniglow jumper. And a shirt.
A shirt, yeah. Headphones.
Headphones, microphone. We're both drinking a coffee from Pret.
We are
the
same.
Coffees are available.
I also had a coffee from Leon this morning.
Oh my God, Tom. The high life.
Well, the lady there, she said, oh, you're so happy. Oh, it's nice to see someone so happy.
What did you say? I'm still drunk.
I said, shut up and make me a coffee. and then at Centre Parks, I had a massage in the aqua sauna. And the woman there said, have you ever done any Reiki? I said, no. I couldn't eat a whole one. No. I said, no. She said, oh, I am trained in Reiki and you have such a positive vibe.
Oh, my God.
That was worth the £75 in itself, I thought.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, if you want arte, you've got a positive vibe, and you can give me £75.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Great.
You're going to a spa next week, aren't you?
I am for my birthday.
Are you? By the way, guys, it's Susie's birthday. 31st. I wasn't going to say the name. Oh, similar. You're the same school year as Rob.
I know I am.
Are you looking forward to your birthday?
Oh, yeah. I mean... The 30th was a big one, wasn't it, Tom? A very big one. We've all felt terrible for days. Mm. But, yeah, I don't know. You said that you think I should do something.
Well, I suggested maybe a Pizza Express 2-for-1.
I think a Pizza Express 2-for-1 would be lovely. I was wondering if we could maybe get a small group of us to go and do just you and I.
Perfect.
To do the, you know, when you go and make your own pizza.
Where can you do that?
A Pizza Express. It's just for children. I think you've got to be under 16, but I think we could just lie.
We could lie.
Hi, this man with a beard. That's me.
What would you make? What would be the one that you'd make?
Oh, like an American hot.
Mm. How would you do that? Turn the heating on.
It's amazing that we've got to like, what's it, about 15 minutes of the podcast today and we haven't mentioned what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Now, you did send
we've
me...
We've got really bad at doing...
I don't think people tune in for the themes.
Guys, let me know. Are you here for the theme?
Also, our comments on the iTunes app disappeared. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I like that you've checked, though.
I check it a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I like to see if there are comments. I'm very needy.
V-needy.
V-need. V-need. So what was the theme you decided we should do?
I didn't it makes it sound like I am, like, the bitch.
No, I say that as in, like, you decided and I was happy to go along with it. That's what I meant.
The theme is... Well, I suggested the theme of anniversaries.
Great.
Because this week, I've been out of the closet for 10 years.
Oh my goodness.
A decade out.
A decade out.
By Susie Ruffle.
A great pamphlet.
I was going to say book. A short story.
Well, it's 10 years. It's whatever you want it to be. Has the time flown?
Oh, time flies when you're being gay.
It really does, doesn't it? All those outfits. It really eats into time. But
those shirts and jumper combos, some jazzy brogues.
Jazzy brogues. Where do we find the time to collect them? The thing is, I always find with 10-year anniversaries, it's kind of, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel.
Yeah.
It's 12 years this week, 12 years last Thursday that I did my first stand-up gig.
Tom, congratulations.
But I don't feel anything about it, other than, God, I'm old.
A waste of a life. No.
What a waste. Where am I? What am I doing?
No, you're having a wonderful career.
That's nice of you to say.
And you can afford to go to Centre Parks as often as you like. You can give a woman £75 to tell you've got good vibes. Tom, things are going very well for
that's
you.
That's true, actually. That is true. I have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, you do.
But I've got the good vibes now, so I don't need to worry.
You've got great vibes.
Great vibes. She's got that vibe.
She's got it.
Vibe.
Ha.
Vibe.
I like to, you know, if you meet someone that is potentially not out or saying that they're not gay.
Oh, yes, I've met a few of those. And it turns out they're just not gay for you. Yeah, that's my experience.
I hate those guys. But that's my favourite thing to sing under my breath, is she's got that vibe. And the vibe being the big gay vibe.
The big gay vibe.
And people xylophone. Are like, I'm not gay.
I think a gay vibe is a Glockenspiel.
It's very similar. That's my impression of a Glockenspiel. You're welcome. And available.
And you sing that to people, and what do they, how do they?
No, they don't really know, but I just sort of sing it under my breath, and I think, if I was in a sitcom, that would be a great character thing that I did. If my life was a sitcom.
That would be a
She's
great
got that vibe. Good also, song, yeah. One of my favourite things to refer to as straight man as she.
Oh, yeah, that's always funny.
What's up with her?
What's up with her? It's quite fun if you do it to a straight person as well.
Yeah, because they don't understand.
They don't understand it.
Because they're, like, they're not in the gang.
They don't understand the bitchy gender play of gayness.
Bitchy gender play sounds like a knight.
Oh, I'd go to that. Being like, it would be in like Shoreditch or somewhere. I couldn't be bothered to travel to it. What are the good nights these days?
I like Mondays.
Pop stars when I was young.
Oh my God, I used to love pop stars.
When it was at King's Cross?
Yeah, it was great.
Mm, like a gay youth club.
It was like a gay youth club.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We were probably there at the same time. We didn't
probably
know
probably there at the same time. Not on the balcony at the same time, though.
What happened on the balcony?
It was like a dark room in there.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, you disgusting. See, Tom, I wouldn't know anything about that. I'd be very busy in the R&B room.
Oh, you see,
with
I would never
the
have gone there. With, there. Then there became a few Hindus and it became a bit horrific.
Yeah. Right.
But it was always fun. And I remember seeing Gwen Stefani there.
What?
Yeah.
I've always wanted her to be gay.
Wasn't that bothered about her?
Well, no, because you're a boy. You would have been busy looking for, you know, Gareth Gates or someone.
Yeah, always, always looking for Gareth Gates, the title of my new book. Is Gareth Gates still in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
I don't know. Quite the mouthful for him.
I can imagine. Although, talking of musicals, guess what I'm doing tonight?
Don't tell me you're going to see Dreamgirls, because I'll be so disappointed.
No, but somebody, David Mills had a ticket for that, and I nearly bought it off him, and then I thought, no, I need a night in. But I'm going to see Phantom of the Opera with my mum.
That's very
She gave me the money for the tickets, and then we're going.
That's going to be great.
I'm hoping so.
You're going to love it.
Stalls, G1, G2, do come and say hello. I think we're trying to go out for dinner beforehand. Mum wants to go to Zadell's. Zadell's don't have a table free.
Oh, you can't just walk into Brasserie.
Well, I don't know, and I don't want to chance it. You know, when you're out with a mum,
it
can get stressful if things don't go to plan.
Also, you don't want to be walking around everywhere trying to get a table.
No.
You know how they hate that.
They hate that, so I think we're going to go somewhere else.
There's Jamie's across the road.
There is a Jamie's. Mum isn't sure about that, though.
Oh,
she
God.
Says, I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I get that. Did Mum say that or did Dad say that? I don't know if she said it's a bit overrated, so I don't know where we're
going. Stay down, Jamie Oliver.
Stay down. He's had to close 10 of his restaurants.
Oh, really?
Because of my mum's campaign.
Oh, my God. I've got a friend of a friend who thought that Jamie's was like some little independent and kept going there because she thought she was supporting something until one day they were like, do you want to, you know, we've got like all the books and stuff. And she was like,
the books and
stuff.
Oh,
it's Jamie Oliver's.
What, that's why they sell so many planks.
Oh, yeah. Chopping boards, they need to rein that in.
They need to rein that in. We had a lovely time at the one in Birmingham, do you remember?
I do remember.
I loved it there. What did we have? What did you have? I remember I liked what I had. But I had some
Oh, we both had a superfood salad with chips.
Superfood salad with chips on the side. And chicken?
Yeah.
I love chips in something cold. Oh,
okay.
I love it. I went swimming on Saturday and then the best thing happened. Dad texted me on the way back, said, we're going to have fish and chips. What do you want? That's the best text message to get.
What did you have?
Cotton chips?
Bread. Cotton chips, bread. Would you go for a curry sauce?
Absolutely not.
Some mushy peas?
Sometimes. If we're out, I wouldn't order in. Wouldn't get that in.
No?
Don't know why I said that. It feels like it's a very unhealthy meal without the mushy peas. But
you feel like with the mushy peas it makes it worse?
Better. But then I don't really like mushy peas.
Okay.
I don't like anything of a mushy texture. What are your thoughts? You'd have curry sauce, you'd have mushy peas?
Maybe both. Put them on either side of the plates.
Do you have a lemon wedge?
Do you mind? I'd go for a lemon wedge. I have never been so insulted in all of my life.
Really? I feel like I'm very loud, by the way.
I don't think you are. I think I'm quite loud as well.
Okay.
See?
The lemon wedge situation, I keep cutting up a lemon every time we have fish and chips. Mum and Dad are not takers. Not interested. Tartar sauce they like.
I think tartar sauce is massively overrated.
It's a gherkin mayonnaise, isn't it?
It really is. Hey, Tom, if you could have one condiment for the rest of the year.
Yeah?
You can't have anything else. You're allowed salt and pepper.
I was going to say, can you have salt and pepper?
Yeah, but one condiment. What would it be?
Oh, that is a good one. What do I want? What do I want? I'm going through. I'm even going to pick a lily. I'm going...
Mustards.
Mayonnaise. Mustards, yeah.
But you can only have one. You can have whole grain.
Tabasco sauce, I think.
I
love it. Because you can, if you've run out of chilies or you don't have any fresh chilies, you want to make a spicy pasta dish, ding on some Tabasco, everybody's happy.
Ding on. You heard it here first, guys.
And people at home will be going, but what about sriracha? The other...
You'd be thinking, guys, keep your sriracha to yourself.
You can just sriracha off.
Right?
Right. That'll tell them.
Finally someone said it.
Finally.
Sisters.
Finally. So how have things changed in the last 10 years, Suze?
Oh, my gayness. I don't know. I'm like obviously okay with it now. I imagine this time 10 years ago when I was sort of umming and ahhing about to do it.
Yeah.
I would have been utterly terrified to how much my life was going to change, to whether I would ever meet anyone.
Yeah.
What my parents would say, what my nan would say, what my family would do. All of that stuff.
Yeah.
And like everything, it's just time.
Yeah.
Time for people to get their heads around the idea, time for people to, like, you know, not that I had any huge problems, but, you know, people just to realise something different and to sort of be brave enough to say, oh, I'm not part of the assumed norm.
Sure.
That you've that you gave me at birth.
Yes.
That you assumed at birth.
Yes. I was thinking about that as well, and it is kind of, it is always, I know we've talked about this before on here, but it is kind of a very mixed thing, I felt it was, because it was so stressful. I was so stressed out about it. And I often feel like a lot of pride events have sort of failed to, in my youth, failed to kind of reassure me. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Because you don't feel like you're part of that kind of gay?
Or kind of like, oh, like, I suppose, yeah, like that was supposed to be like the tonic to it. And I think I always felt sort of like, oh, that was kind of inadequate, like seeing HSBC, LGBT society walk along. It felt, if anything, more excluded by it. I think it takes time.
And like finding your people.
It's not sort of immediate. That's what I'm saying, I suppose.
Yeah.
Finding your people, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Like that idea
true,
of like, as soon as I meet another gay. It's like when you're a child and your mom's like, oh, well, you two are the same age. You can play together.
You can play together. No, I'm not friends with this person. I don't have anything in common with them.
Exactly.
Corner of the sky. That's what we're looking for, to quote Pippin.
If you were just wondering whether this podcast got gay enough, Tom's just quoted Pippin.
Did we talk about Elaine on here?
Elaine Page, of course we did.
Did we talk about it? Have we recorded after we went? Okay, fine.
Yeah. Everyone knew we loved it.
Everyone knew.
We said hello to the people that said hello to us.
Indeed. Didn't sell out though, did it? That was interesting. We had a lot of seats.
Oh god, stay down, Elaine.
Oh, Elaine.
Sozbab. Was stripy though, wasn't it?
It was a bit stripy, but it was your Christmas treat. It was my pleasure.
It was my pleasure.
But no, acceptance takes time.
Yeah. And finding the people that you go, this is my like Michael Barrymore, my kind of people.
Now there's a format. Now, my kind of gay.
That feels like something that would have been on in the 90s, hosted by Graham Norton and Donna MacPhail. It would have been on about 11 o'clock after, like, Gay to Zed.
On the newly emerging BBC Choice.
Oh, I was going to say Channel 4.
Or Channel 4.
Channel 5. Up next, The Lottery.
Is The Lottery on Channel 5 now?
I think so.
Not BBC.
Oh, have I lost my way? Am I thinking of Big Brother again?
I think you might be thinking of Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh. Again, similar, who are any of those fuckers?
How can you
hate to say it, but
Spidey.
Literally.
Well, people like it, though.
I like it.
So I was watching that. Then I watched a bit of... This is in Centrebox. Then we watched a bit of that thing where you see Colleen Nolan going into therapy.
What's that?
It's called In Therapy. It's where you, like, film a celebrity having a therapy session, and then they...
That doesn't seem right to me.
It seems totally unethical to me. Anyway, still watched it. And then...
Anyway, gave them the ratings.
Gave them the ratings, wrote a very positive review on Twitter, but thought it was totally unethical, disgusting. And then Channel 4, the British brothel programme. Have you seen it?
No, but...
You have to watch it. It's called City Massage in Sheffield. But they could also have called the programme Hiya, because all the time they're like, Hiya, right? And then...
And it's a brothel.
And it's a brothel.
But that's not legal.
Well, I don't know if that's... No, I think it might be. I think it might be legal. I think soliciting is illegal.
Oh, but like having a shop where you sell?
Having literally a knocking shop is fine.
The expression knocking shop, hilarious.
Never stops being funny, does it? A knocking shop.
I would... If I sold door knockers, that's what I would call the shop. The knocking shop.
And thus, you should open that shop.
Guys, I'm giving up comedy.
Hoxton.
Also, if I was... If I did breast... surgery to make people have bigger boobs, I'd call it the knocker shop.
The knocker shop.
Yeah. Slightly different. But
nice,
I think it would be really amusing.
It's all keeping with the brand. Very much like Virgin. I mean, they've branched
Virgin
out
Trains,
all over, haven't they?
Virgin Planes.
Virgin Records.
Virgin Knocking Shop.
Virgin Knocking Shop. Virgin Knocking Shop would be quite a good thing for them to branch out into.
What? To brothels?
Yeah, Virgin Brothels.
Well, I've heard that Richard Branson is a huge fan of the podcast.
Richard? If you're there.
Ricky? Rich?
If you don't mind. Dick? To his friends?
Oh my God, of course he'd be called Dick. He's opening a brothel.
Dick Virgin.
Dick Virgin's brothel. Dick Virgin's knocker shop.
Which is very much the description of me round about the time of me coming out. But
well, you had a pair of knockers?
Yes, I tried
it. Slightly
everything.
Other way. Loved it.
Loved it. Very popular back then. Before it was cool. But no, the brothel, what's it called? City Massage in Sheffield.
Yeah.
The episode I saw, they were buying a caravan. So they were like a pop-up knocking shop.
Oh my God. See, that pop-up shops are very in.
Very on trend. We've all been to Brixton / Peckham
Shop du jour.
Elephant and Castle. Very on trend. Box Park, Croydon. Thank you. And it is brilliant. Like there's one bit where they've got a new receptionist starting, but she just looks really nervous and they're like talking her through and she picks up the phone and she's like, "Aya, City Massage." And she's like, "Oh, okay, well we've got Denise. She's got
You sound like Carolina Hearn. Denise.
Maybe that's where I got Denise from. But it's like she's going through it and she's like, "Oh, she's got dark hair, she's got dark eyes, she's got piercings, and she works Mondays and Wednesdays." And there's another bit where they're like, "Oh, you've got to be really careful with the door buzzer because sometimes the door gets stuck, so you've got to tell them, like, really push it, like, really push it."
Dun, da, da, dun, 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 dun. I'm thinking push it, yeah.
Oh. And one of the...
I mean, the fact that you've got to really push it, even to get through the door...
of a brothel is
so funny.
Kind of amusing, isn't it? It was really interesting and really, you know, you're seeing the personal stories. I thought it was very positive, but there were bits of it which really made me laugh, namely when they bought a caravan and they got someone to stick a transfer on the side of it.
Oh, God, what did the transfer say?
City Massage on tour or something. You can imagine it. Could be at a festival. Could be at Glasto.
Guys, we'll see you there at Glasto. What next door to like the hummus? The vegan shop?
Yeah, Joe Wiley's covering it. I mean, there's something for everybody. But no, I enjoyed that. But what? Oh my goodness, we've talked for a long time and I haven't even tried on my suit.
Oh my God, no. Tom bought a new suit.
Yeah. Shall I do it as a finale?
Yeah, let's do it as a finale. So
I'm taking my headphones off.
Taking your headphones off, you're walking away from the mic. So
I'm away.
It's just me at the moment, guys. So I'm going to tell you what you're doing. So Tom's...
He's getting the suit bag now.
He's getting the suit bag now.
So I've got it.
Okay, so it's currently sort of halved over. He's unzipping it. You can hear that. Tom, is the suit Burberry?
No, it's from Suit Supply.
Oh.
Special thanks to Paul at Suit Supply, who is very good. I mean, I'm saying that like he gave it to me for free, and this is an endorsement. I paid! But it's a dark grey. What do we think? It's a
flannel
grey.
Tom, I love it.
Now, I'm going to wear it to Phantom tonight.
Yeah, great idea.
But I know what Mum's going to say. There's also a waistcoat, but they're going to take it in even more.
Because Tom's getting paid.
Because I didn't eat any carbs yesterday. But I know what
just that one
say,
day,
like,
did
oh,
it?
I don't like those lapels. They're too big.
No, I like the lapels.
Big lapels?
I like them. Big lapels. Love it. Love a pair of big lapels.
I might show it to you on. But
Tom,
anyway,
what's the inside like?
Just a pale... I just went for a pale one.
Oh, that's
then,
really nice.
Then, look when I had it embroidered.
Tom has Indeed, which is his most recent show title, embroidered into it. Love that.
Because I got it as a celebration of last year. I thought it was my little present to myself.
Lovely thing to do.
I'm pleased with it.
I think it's lovely.
It's too dark?
No, I think it's lovely.
I wanted more the grey of your jumper.
Everyone wants to look like me.
Everybody wants to.
No, but then if you had it the grey of my jumper, you might see like sweat on it.
And you would as well.
No, but you know what I mean? Like it might mark easier.
Yes, you're right.
You know, if you just wanted to wear it with a vest underneath or something.
Ooh, a vest underneath.
No shirt, just a vest.
If we go to student pride, that's what we'll have to wear, something like that to fit in.
Or you could wear it like, do you remember how Victoria Beckham would wear a suit where she'd just do a button up over the boobs?
Oh,
that
I'll
sort of thing would be
like
lovely.
That.
Yeah, it's very
great
nice
advice.
Suit. Oh, Tom, what a lovely finale to the first show back.
A lovely finale. It's so great. Oh, I've just put it on a chair like I'm just deflated.
Okay, so now Tom's taking off his jumper. He's got on a white shirt.
Now he's taking his jumper off.
He's available on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
He's got quite... he's got no hair, green eyes, and quite a poisonous look in his head. Quite a destructive look about him.
And he's, yeah.
And he's available Thursday nights. Now, what do you
Tuesday
think?
Tommy looks great.
No, I nearly had it taken in on the sides, and then as I was leaving, I phoned them and I said, leave the sides as they are, because you know what it's like around Christmas. I didn't want to put on a few pounds.
Quite right.
But anyway.
Tommy, you look lovely.
Coming to a stage near you.
Coming to a stage. Ah, a great segue. Coming to a stage near you. Mine and Tom's tour is going back out on the bloody road.
We've added more dates.
We've only bloody added more dates.
Yeah.
We've got 15 more dates between... Well, it starts...
Cairns. It starts...
Cairns? What, the
French
film
for
festival?
15.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were going to the film festival. No one's told me
about
this.
Oh, yes, we're going to the film festival. Did I not mention it?
No. So we're doing... It's from March.
Yes.
From March, yeah. Running through to June. We're going all over the shop, back to Manchester.
Yes.
Back to Brighton.
Tickets to that.
And
yeah,
then
back to Brighton.
Loads of other places. All the details will
be...
Much Wenlock.
Barton upon Humber.
All of these places.
Have we added some more in the northeast in Scotland?
I think so.
Good.
So, you can find all the details.
Very on top of the dates here.
Very on top of the dates. Are they on your website?
Yes, I think so. Chris has added them.
TomIndeed.com/tours.
Shows. TomIndeed.com/shows or SusieRuffle.co.uk/tour. And Susie.
Yes.
We've also got to talk about your Soho Theatre run.
I'm
end
so
of this
excited.
Month.
Can't
end of this month,
wait.
Beginning of next. Is that right?
The tickets are already selling quite well, so if you want to come, please do.
Do
book
go
in
and
advance,
see Susie's wonderful show.
Like minded friends there, please.
Oh, it will be lovely. And you can go and you can say hi to Susie.
It's on at 9 o'clock, the 30th of Jan, the 31st of Jan, the 1st of Feb. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock. You've got time for dinner after work. Come
it's
on down.
It's a lovely time, actually. My show was at that time.
And please say hello. And I would love to have some like-minded friends in the audience. I'm so thrilled to be doing my first run at the Soho. So please come and join me.
So exciting. Do be there. Otherwise, have a great week, you guys.
Guys, have a great week. We've run over slightly this week. And I hope you don't mind too much.
Ill discipline beginning to the year. Lots to catch up on.
Have
a great one.
But stay in touch.
Stay in touch. Write us a message.
If you can't be good, be careful.
Indeed.
And remember the PO box.
Do write in P.O. Box.
Susan Tom, P.O. Box. And, you know, remember
there's no P.O. Box.
Michael Barrymore said, you guys are my kind of people.
Oh, I just loved seeing an old woman playing a piano in the middle of Lakeside Shopping Centre and then being put on ITV primetime.
You know?
Nans loved it.
Big up the Nans.
Big up the Nans. Okay.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.